shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. If you pass through raging waters in the sea, you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell, and death is at your side, know that I am with you through it all. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest.
And welcome again to Holy Family Church here in South Pasadena as we continue that spirit of prayer as we offer our prayer in this time of the coronavirus. Loving and healing God, we the people of Holy Family Parish turn to you in prayer, confident that you are with us and all people in every moment. We stand before you as a people of hope, trusting in your care and protection. May your faithful love support us and soothe the anxiety of our hearts. Generous God, fill us with compassion and concern for others, young and old, that we may look after one another in these challenging days. Bring healing to those who are sick with the virus and be with their families. Strengthen and protect all medical professionals in caring for the sick and all who work in our medical facilities. Give wisdom to leaders in healthcare and government that they make right decisions for the well-being of all. We pray in gratitude for all those in our country who will continue to work in these days in so many fields for our sake. Bless them and keep them safe. O God of creation and life, we place ourselves in your protection. May the mantle of your peace enfold on us this day and every day, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we continue our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And good morning, everyone, and glad you can join us for our Mass on this, what is Memorial Day. So as we offer our Mass this morning, we're offering it to offer and honor the anniversary of Dorothy, better known as Dot Thompson. We might also on this Memorial Day remember all those who have died in serving our country. The beautiful hymn we started with was Be Not Afraid, that we might not wander far from the Lord, that God wants to be close to us in this time between his ascension into heaven and as we await the Spirit at Pentecost. We ask God's continued guidance and strength and forgiveness for our sins. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And let us pray. May the power of the Holy Spirit come to us, we pray, O Lord, that we may keep your will faithfully in mind and express it in a devout way of life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We listen to God's word now in our readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven. As wax melts before the fire. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So the Gospels we have listened to, with the exception of Ascension Day, and we have been centered on John's Gospel.
It is situated around the time of the Last Supper he had with his disciples, as depicted in John's Gospel. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospel, it is very clearly centered on the taking of the bread, the wine, the blessing, the breaking, the sharing, and calling us to do this in memory of him. In St. John's Gospel, it's a more reflective piece, and today's passage draws to the end of this particular piece. The Last Supper is drawing to a close, and the disciples at last recognize what Jesus is saying, because he's not speaking in parables. They recognize his speech as being more clearly. And they say, now that they've recognized him, that they won't leave him alone. But Jesus knows in the depths of his heart that they will leave him alone, that they will deny that they knew him. And Jesus tells them to take courage and to have peace, that this world is a troubled world, but that Jesus himself has conquered the world, perhaps preempting that his death on the cross won't be the end of the story, that he would rise from the dead. We're still in this season of Easter, but drawing near to the end of it as we await the Spirit to be bestowed on us at Pentecost time. We too are called to have courage, that we will have trouble in the world, and perhaps we recognize the troubles around our world and how the pandemic has changed our lives over the last 3 months. The world is a troubled time, but Jesus says, I have conquered the world. There's echoes then of that in the first reading today, where Paul meets more disciples in Ephesus, followers of Christ, but they have received the baptism of John the Baptist. John's baptism was a baptism of justice. If you stand away from your sins, if you repent, and if you believe, God will be part of your life and close to you. When Jesus comes along, there is baptism of the Spirit. That Spirit that is not just about right and wrong, but about God's involvement in our lives, God directing our life, God inspiring us, God blessing us, even in those moments when we don't deserve his blessings. In these Easter days, we celebrate the risen Christ, that celebration that life with God continues, that death, the suffering of this world, doesn't bring it to an end, but it continues with God's blessing and strength. As we continue our journey towards Pentecost, we ask you, Lord, to open our hearts to the reception of the Spirit, as was depicted in the first reading today, that we too may be your witnesses today and to the end of time. As we turn to the Lord now with our needs and prayers this morning. This morning we pray for our church, that the Lord would inspire holy men and women to teach in her name. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our world at this time, that united as a global effort, we may overcome the coronavirus, the suffering it has inflicted on so many. The solution, a vaccine, will be found, and for the Lord to bless the work of all who alleviate suffering and who work for a cure. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who cannot practice their religion openly or freely. May God grant them strength. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who are sick at this time. We pray for all those who have so many and varied illnesses, but also those who have the coronavirus. We pray for those who work and serve in our healthcare services to provide for them, especially as they have placed their lives at risk for our benefit. We pray to the Lord. And we remember our faithful departed. And at our Mass this morning, we celebrated to honor the anniversary of Dorothy Dot Thompson, whose anniversary occurs at this time. On this Memorial Day, we might remember all those who have died to protect our country. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And as we take a moment now, we remember our own private intentions on this Memorial Day. We remember our own needs, those included on Holy Family's prayer wall, and we might remember all those who continue to serve to protect our lives and our countries. We pray to the Lord. And we ask our Mother Mary's intercession as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water, mine, we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. God, we ask you to receive us and please the sacrifice we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. Lord, wash away my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. And we pray now, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church, and the prayer over our gifts. May this unblemished sacrifice purify us, O Lord, and impart in our minds the force of grace from on high, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers and the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it
and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." And together we proclaim the mystery of our faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Jose our Archbishop, with the bishops, the clergy, and all of God's people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. United as his children, we pray for the coming of the kingdom now, in the words our Saviour left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And with your spirit. We take that moment now to ask God's peace in our lives, that peace for our family, and on this memorial day for our country and our world. We offer that peace to those close to us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. And our act of spiritual communion today. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. O Lord, support us all the day long, until the shadows lengthen, and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at last. Amen. And let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Mass is ended. We go in peace to glorify the Lord with our lives. Thanks be to God.
And our closing song is America the Beautiful, verses 1, 3, and 4.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for ember waves.